Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's always a pleasure to talk to Chuck Harden, the general manager of Tampa Bay Water, to see what the latest and the greatest is over there. And I know we just talked recently, Chuck, but I love the idea of these beautiful new signs that are over at Florida Botanical Gardens now to really give us a better idea of what we need to do to protect our very valuable drinking water. Good morning, and let me know exactly what's going on here. Why new signs?
Well, good morning to you, Ann. Let's jump right in with the signage. They're a part of a program that is called the Source Water Protection Mini Grant Program that we award to partners out in the community who apply for different various grants on that subject, helping us in a cost-effective manner increase our reach and education to the public and have them understanding where their water comes from and the importance of protecting our sources of water. So they got a grant this year. We do that annually. They put that money towards signage for wetlands. They have a wetlands walkway. They put up some new signs to help educate and explain what is a wetland and how it affects our water, our drinking water system.
Well, I'm going to have to ask you because, you know, I always assume everybody knows what the wetlands are and why they're so important to protect. But for those one or two people that don't know, why don't you explain that?
Well, they're all over the world, very much so here. Mm-hmm. A lot of water in these wetlands, and I know everybody's heard the word. And they think of it as a wetland is a derogatory term. It's not a very valuable land, but it is very valuable. Basically, it's a filtration system to the water system. As you know, we use about 60% groundwater here, and so serve as like the kidneys. If you look in the human body, it's like the kidneys for the groundwater and any of the stream flows that these waters release from the wetlands, they get cleansed.
Well, that's fairly important. And you said that you chose the Florida Botanical Gardens Elevated Wetland Walkway. It wasn't a contest. They have to apply for grants, and I'm sure you had a lot of people apply. Are there other projects coming up similar to this that you might be helping out?
Well, there's under this program, you know, every year the various community groups will apply, and been going on since 1998, mm-hmm. and various programs, including cleanups, just the essential cleanups on Gandy Beach, the Hillsborough River. We had a kayaking club got awarded some funds to go out and clean up the rivers. But education with the students is very important to this program. A lot of organizations, the Florida Aquarium, the Hillsborough County PTA, have gotten some monies to help teach teachers who then go to the classroom and teach it in class, where the water comes from and how important it is to protect it. So they actually got, Hillsborough County got in a grant, the subject matter, and that in turn is going to turn into 800 students learning about our water.
That's fantastic. And we're not that far away from a brand new school year, so there's a lot to look forward to there.
Yes. It's already that time of year for probably a lot of happy parents.
Parents, yes. Students, no. We can't change that. And we should mention that this is the 25th anniversary of Tampa Bay Water, and it's been a fun 25 years for you, hasn't it?
It has. Just June 10th was our 25th, the actual date of the mm-hmm. signing. Been a long journey, very successful. Wasn't easy, and we still have a lot of work to do. We're going to do a formal celebration in September, and I know there was a lot of media coverage. Very, very exciting. A regional solution, mm-hmm. and it worked. It's very breathtaking to know that solutions out there that can work, and hopefully it'll catch on to other things, other subjects in the area.
I agree. A little education really goes a long way in Tampa Bay, and our water is so precious to us and as our wetlands and all of our natural resources. Well, Chuck, thank you so much once again, and if someone wants to know more about the work of Tampa Bay Water and volunteer opportunities, where should they go?
Our website is probably a good place to start. TampaBayWater.org is the website, and you can find a place to go in there and ask for tours or come in and see what you can do to volunteer. We don't have a volunteer program so much set up yet, but that's not a bad idea you've given me.
Yeah, I mean, everybody goes out and does a lot of cleanups, but why not get in on the action yourself?
Yes, I think you're absolutely right.
Well, Chuck, thank you once again. Tampa Bay Water and the beautiful signs that are now up at the Florida Botanical Gardens Elevated Wetland Walkway. That's what's good in Tampa Bay.
Thank you.